I'm joined once again by Ian Traynor from Kiev. Ian, there have been conflicting reports about snipers. What can you tell us?
Well, I've seen snipers. There's no doubt about that. The police have been using snipers. I saw marksmen firing from automatic weapons of telescopic sights. Early this morning, when the breakout by the protesters from Independence Square started, they attacked to the south across a bridge. And this area had been completely flooded by riot police and still under the control of riot police. And behind sandbag position, I watched a couple of police marksmen fire on them. And there are reports of other snipers on rooftops around town, and it's difficult to confirm all that, but certainly the fact that these police marksmen were firing gunfire, there's no doubt about it. That position was quickly vacated by the police, and in fact is now totally under control of the opposition, who, and not just the opposition, it seems like the entire city centre of Kiev is out on the streets at the moment, basically building new barricades. Human chains have been formed, massive barricades have been built in that very same district to try to prevent the return of the police. Old and young men and women, old women, they're digging up the pavements, the paving stones, they're rolling tires for hundreds and hundreds of meters to create these barricades, and breaking old vehicles that have been burnt out apart and dragging the sheet metal onto the new barricades.
President Yanukovych says that it's protesters that have been firing at police. Any evidence for that?
It's difficult to confirm that, and it's difficult to deny it. I mean, policemen have been killed by gunfire, not that we know today, but certainly 2 days ago. So there must be some kind of hardcore, yes. But I mean, I watched hundreds, if not over 1,000, of the protesters retake that part of town earlier this morning. It's peaceful now, but maybe not for long. And I can say that what I saw them, they were armed with axes, sledgehammers, crowbars, bits of metal, bits of wood, and so on and so forth, knives, and so on and so forth. I never saw any firearms whatsoever, but that doesn't mean to say that there aren't any.
How many police snipers did you see?
I personally saw four. I saw two firing. I was also speaking to a couple of protesters who were very well kitted, I have to be said. They did not have any firearms, but they were dressed head to toe in kind of black paramilitary kit, armor, body armor. They had flares, they had sledgehammers, they had knives, they had walkie-talkie radio equipment. They looked pretty organized. They would not reveal their affiliation or, what kind of organization they belonged to. One of them was a 25-year-old masseur from Kiev. He had a massage parlor. But looked very organized, I must say.
The lobby of your hotel appears to have been transformed into a kind of makeshift morgue. What's the latest on the death toll?
Well, there's a little curtained off area of the lobby, and it's very sad to see. And I've been there, and I've peeked through, and there are 12 corpses laid out under white sheets, all of them named. The names have been posted on the front door of the hotel. And additionally, in terms of the discussion about snipers, I mean, I was speaking to quite a serious and senior doctor. She is the deputy head of the regional hospital in Western Ukraine, a gynecologist by profession, and she seemed to be in charge, and she said that all of the dead were from gunshot wounds. And another professor of medicine who's attending the wounded here said that basically it was single shot. A lot of it was single shot wounds to the head, the neck, and the heart. So that would tend to kind of corroborate reports of sharpshooters.
What about the death toll overall today?
Well, there's 12 in this hotel. There's bound to be a lot more. The breakout happened early this morning on the square. Witnesses have been counting bodies down there on the square itself, which is just a few hundred meters away. Figures circulating are of around 35, unconfirmed, but that's a very high death toll. It's actually been the highest yet. I mean, 26 were confirmed dead on Tuesday / Wednesday, and that would bring the weekly toll to around 60, which is pretty horrendous.
And there have also been photographs of protesters with captured policemen. Can you tell us any more about that?
Well, that's right. I mean, when the sharp end, the radical end of the protesters broke out of the square this morning and attacked the police lines, and a lot of the police crumbled and fled, but there was a lot of firing going on there, and there may have been on both sides firing at that stage, although we haven't heard anything too much about police casualties. And at one stage, well, I think it's a combination of some of the police actually throwing in the towel. I mean, there must be quite a bit of dissent and dissatisfaction in the police ranks as well, being used against the citizens of this city. Last night, Yanukovych, the president, for example, fired his army chief. There seems to be signs of growing dissent within the security ranks, and certainly at the street level, some of the police will be unhappy. In any case, around 50 policemen either did surrender or were captured and were kind of marched off, and some of them were requiring medical treatment, and there were priests involved, and Ukrainian Orthodox priests, etc., leading them away to kind of field hospitals for medical treatment.
Okay, Ian, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.